And finally, item number 24, please.
Item number 24 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting approval of the criteria for the establishment and administration of the Parks Amenities Matching Fund. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Good morning again. Yes, sir. I know this is very near and dear to your heart, Chairman. Back in 1994, a Parks Amenities Matching Fund was created. It provided a way for third parties to get matching funds from the county for projects within the parks for general improvements. I think that we can all agree that recreation of this fund was very appreciated. It was recreated in the 2013 budget. One of the requirements was to come before you this cycle to offer our recommendations on the criteria for establishment and administration of the fund. So we are recommending that this fund be created as a trust fund, as well as we've got 8 different criteria for establishment that I'd like to go through briefly with you.
Please.
Our subject project would not be a currently budgeted major maintenance or existing capital project, so it would be a new project. The project would not be a joint venture or public-private partnership that is already governed by another contract or agreement that we have with any of our partners. The project would be reviewed by park staff and would only receive county funding after the matching funds that have been raised are proven to be in a designated account. So anybody who comes forward with funding has got to prove that that funding is in place prior to county approval. The county's portion for any individual proposed project, we have recommended not be more than $75,000 per project in a calendar year and shall not be more than a grand total of $75,000 in all project years. We want to make sure that many third parties, many community groups or individuals have the opportunity to have and be granted matching funds. We recommend that matching funds be provided up to a dollar-for-dollar match, that the Parks Director shall review and pursue third-party funding applications on a first-come, first-served basis. The funding will come from, as specified in the budget action, $250,000 from revenue received in 2013 from land sales, subject to the conditions contained within the budget, and from the additional beer garden revenues, and matching fund levels higher than what is noted above is subject to your approval. I can explain that last bullet point just for you just a little bit. We put that in there in the event that if somebody comes forward with a gift, say, for instance, somebody wants to give us $1 million for the matching fund program, anything above and beyond that land sale revenue plus the beer garden revenue, that would come before this committee again for approval for acceptance of those funds.
Very good. Good. Questions by committee members? Yeah. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hey, Laura, when it was dissolved, was there a particular reason or was it unsuccessful?
Chairman, supervisors, my understanding was it was budgetary.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Well, this looks, promising. I look forward to it. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Pleasure of the committee.
I'll keep going.
That's very good.
My illustrious colleague, I would like to refer this to.
Motion to approve. Motion to approve. We have a motion to approve from Supervisor Stamper. If there is no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
I'd like to thank all for their participation.